Good afternoon. The cold front continues to make progress toward the eastern seaboard. We still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, primarily in central and eastern New England, closer to the front. The rest of the region is seeing sunshine mixed with clouds for the latter portion of the day, and still the risk of a passing shower over the hills, but for the most part, this will dissipate as we head to and then beyond the sunset hour. Skies will be mostly clear tonight and temperatures will drop off. Readings will be back down into the middle and upper 50s by sunrise tomorrow. High pressure will dominate the weather picture through tomorrow afternoon with mostly sunny skies and a breeze out of the northwest. Temperatures seasonably pleasant with readings mainly in the mid-70s. That high pressure center will hold on for the day on Saturday, keeping it sunny with highs a notch higher and in the middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll have to focus our attention on Tropical Storm Hermine, which will be working its way off the Carolina coast and in some form up the eastern seaboard. The current National Hurricane Center forecast is for the storm to weaken, however, maintain strong gusty winds. The exact track, whether it hugs the coast toward New York City or takes a more eastward trek out to the southeast of Cape Cod, will determine exactly what we get for the latter stages of the holiday weekend, but it's certainly possible for part of the weekend to be unsettled and possibly even stormy, especially along the coast, but even into interior sections. Obviously, the best chance for more sunshine on Sunday and Monday will be closer to the Canadian border and out towards central New York. The rest of the region, though, will have to wait and see the exact track of the storm as it unfolds. Either way, it looks like high temperatures will be in the upper 70s to around 80 for both Sunday and for Labor Day. As the storm system begins to depart for the middle of next week, milder air will flow in, a fair amount of sunshine for both Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the middle 80s. Taking a closer look at Hermine, a hurricane warning's in effect for the northern Gulf Coast of Florida from Suwannee River to Mexico Beach. Tropical Storm Hermine is located about 170 miles south-southwest of Apalachicola and moving toward the north-northeast at 14. This motion, with a slight increase in forward speed, is expected during the next day or so, and on this track, the center of Hermine will be near the Florida coast in the warning area tonight or early Friday. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is anticipated, and Hermine is expected to be a hurricane by the time landfall occurs. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon in New York City, partly sunny skies and drier weather as we get deeper into the evening with temperatures sliding back into the 70s. Boston remaining mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers until after sunset and temperatures in the 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with temperatures sliding back through the lower 70s and into the 60s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s and mostly sunny tomorrow with high temperatures in the lower to mid 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear tonight with lows around 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly clear tonight with lows dropping back into the lower to mid 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid 70s. Region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny skies in the mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday or Monday, but the chance of more storminess closer to the coast both days, highs around 80. And back to some sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday with dry weather, highs in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.